Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You always knew how to push my buttons.
Well, it's 8:18.
Okay.
My date was at 7:45.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
The one I was like last video, so tired for. This is my toxic trait. I just matched with this guy. I've been so busy moving. I've had my kids. They had the flu. I'm really busy with work. And so is he. So, like, I don't chat with people tons. But, like, I talk to him every day a little bit. And he checked in today. And then, like, at 3 p.m., the last time we talked was today at 3, said something like, excited to see you. But we were just both super busy with work, so that's fine with me.
Do you realize how supercalifragilisticexpialidocious you look?
No manners. You're eating in front of the camera. Look, why would any man sign up for an old woman with gray hair, kids, divorces, vices, baggage? It's just not a good deal. The only men who date women like this are pretty much pathetic. They're lonely, they've been single for 15 years, and they'll take anything they can get. They're happy to just be in the presence of a woman.
Yes, I'm a simp.
Or it's going to be a guy who thought it was an easy lay, but then when she comes with all her, you know, BS, he just says forget it and ghost her. But these women still have a mindset where it's like, I'm still going to make a guy jump through hoops because I still think I'm 16. Well, mentally they are, but they're stuck on their highest setting. They still think they're that cute little cheerleader that can, you know, make guys play games and stuff to get her precious little cooch.
You live in fantasies, I reject your deposit. You can tell the people you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on. Don't.
But then she'll be 63 wondering why she's still getting ghosted from dating apps at 63.
Three ways to crush a man's ego.
Like remarking that their hair looks different. And they're going to ask you why, and you can literally come up with anything and just be like, I don't know. My favorite one is to be like, I don't know. It just looks like you got it thinned out a little.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny?
Number two is just like making any sort of like comment about how like their favorite sports players is like a way better person than they ever will be, and they make more money, like anything like that. Like my personal favorite is like a football fan being like watching the game with them and being like, I wish you got paid millions of dollars to run around in tights and hug your friends.
Oh my god, or are you fucking 16? Are you fucking 14? Think, is she 15 years old? But mentally, yes, she is. Mentally, yeah. Most women's brains don't develop too far past 20 at max. I'm talking like, and this is doctorate level woman.
I mean, what's the goal of this? I mean, is this supposed to make your relationship better? Look, women don't need advice on how to be smug, condescending KUNTs. It comes stock with their programming. If anything, they need advice on how to not be that, how to actually be a decent human being who's likable to be around. That's the type of advice, you know, most women need. If you never want to keep a man, ladies, stay on TikTok getting advice from these dingbats. And remember, fellas, never take female insults too personal. They don't have a personality. They don't have character. They're not funny. It's all they got to feel like, you know, they're somebody. Or that they have any type of power or leverage over anybody. Is to try to make petty insults.
This one goes out to all the men out there. If you message an influencer or a random girl that you don't know on the internet and she doesn't reply, there's a chance that she's just not interested. I'm just throwing it out there, and I hope you're okay, and I think you should get some therapy.
To me, it's pointless to hit up these women on social media. Their pages are flooded. Their inbox is flooded. She's probably not gonna see it, bro. This comment says, type of person to ignore people because you think you're better than everyone else. Well, that's most women. Most women think they're better than 80% of men. I mean, we could start there. And then most women think they're better than every woman who they're prettier than. So yeah, I would say that sums up most of the female population.
My right hand to God.
Whoever's hitting this woman up has something seriously wrong with them. Let's play the count the red flags game. folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
Do any women actually think that this is true? That if 100 women were left stranded on a desert island, they would just roll over and die? Like, they would just be like, oh, there's no men here to build us a town, so we're just going to die. Whereas if you left 100 men stranded on a desert island, you went back a year later, they'd have built a thriving community.
Look, man, we all know it's true. You know it's true. Look, just stop the cap. They even did a reality show that proved this, where the men were on the island and the women were on the island, and the women basically were going to pass away if the crew didn't help them. Look, you guys can keep lying to yourselves all you want, but you know it's not true. That's why you have to fight so hard to try to make it seem like you guys are completely equal to men. But you know it's not.
Are you seeing a mom over 50?
Oh my God!
Then this is just for you. I can share all the online dating tips, tricks, profile ratings, pictures, and all that jazz, but it's not gonna work unless you're doing or have these two important things.
Shit, that was a preemptive shh. Just know I have a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
Before you get into it, ma'am, and I do mean ma'am, I think the Pharrell Future hat is hurting your chances. It's giving witch energy, too. Get a makeover, ma'am. It'll help your chances a lot. Just get a makeover. Get a stylist something. I'm sure you got a big bag. You older women always talk about how you doing your thing financially. You own your own house. You own your own car. You got investments. Look, take some money out of the investments and get you a stylist. And you might have some success with dating. Well, I doubt it. But it'll better your chances.
That's a damn lie.
Let's let her continue. I'm sure she'll say something profound and wise. She's that age where she should be saying something wise and profound.
Because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was.
Number one is a deep belief that you are worthy. Worthy of being loved, worthy of being adored, and that you are ready and open for love to come into your life.
That ship has sailed.
And number two, you have to have clarity, not just on what you want, but what's healthiest for you. Because oftentimes what we want is familiar to us. It's what we grew up with. And for many of us, it wasn't the best. Maybe someone didn't listen to you. Maybe your feelings were never honored. Maybe you grew up in a toxic environment. Maybe you had dad issues, mom issues. And you're going to seek out a partner exactly like that, unless you dig out all that stuff and figure out what you need the most.
Trust me, it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better.
Basically, you're done. You're like a has-been, and no man will ever go.
In my opinion, women, especially at this age, look, they are who they are at this point. They don't do complete internal makeovers at this age. They just don't. They may convince themselves that they're healed, but look.
No.
Some baggage you just can't get rid of, especially if you're a woman, because you're already batshit crazy on top of any trauma from your past. So it's just going to be a no. For any man who knows his worth, it's just going to be a no. I mean, where would you wear this outfit out to? I mean, you came on the internet with it. So that means you were comfortable with potentially millions of people seeing it. So if an older, distinguished gentleman wanted to step out for a night on the town, you know, he suited and booted, he looking fresh, would you step out like this?
You don't really want to know.
I hope not. I really hope not. Because that man would definitely be embarrassed to be seen with you.
Healthy, kind, loving, connected, consistent. How does that person make you feel? Because that's what's going to bring in the healthiest love relationship.
Right.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life. Walk out on it 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.